And welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and today we have a very special treat here. If you are into holiday music, this is a good program for you to be listening to. In studio, we have from Fort Riley, the 1st Infantry Division Band's Trombone Quartet. In studio, we have 1st Sergeant Christopher Martin, Specialist Cameron Smith, Sergeant Jonathan Stobey, and also Staff Sergeant David Winslow in studio here. They are going to be holding their annual free holiday concert this weekend, December 14th and 15th at the C.L. Hoover Opera House in Junction City. The concert begins at 7:30 p.m. both nights. And before we get into our conversation, we're going to actually have them play a selection here from the concert, which you will hear this weekend. So, gentlemen, when you're ready, take it away. What do you think about that?
How fun is that?
Yes, yes indeed.
Little known Dave Lewis fact, I played the trombone when I was in grade school.
Did you?
Haven't touched one for, well, probably 45 years.
Wow, it's been a while for Dave
Lewis. My goodness, that was delightful.
Absolutely, yeah. And they're going to play some more music here in just a bit, but we wanted to talk to 1st Sergeant Christopher Martin. He's going to actually answer some questions about this weekend's concert. And thank you so much for being here, and what a treat that was.
Oh, thank you very much for having us.
How long, first of all, have you guys been performing these holiday concerts?
Oh, well, we've been performing these holiday concerts for several years. They're all a little different. Every year we try to add something new. This group here, we've been playing a couple of weeks, actually. Oh. We have our newest member of the band here, too, Specialist Smith. So this is one of his first concerts with us, and we're excited to have him here.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit more about the concert and what's going on this weekend.
Well, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 at C.L. Hoover Opera House, downtown Junction City, we're going to be performing our annual holiday concert. It's free and open to the public Friday and Saturday night at 7:30. Doors open approximately an hour beforehand. Tickets are completely free. It's just our way to thank the public and the communities for everything they do to support the division and us. And we're just super excited to celebrate with everybody in the community.
Cool. So no charge for admission. Do people need to get tickets in advance?
No tickets in advance. Just show up at the door and grab a seat.
All right. How early do you think people should get there by?
Well, we start performing right at 7:30, so I would say any earlier than that, but I don't think you need to be breaking down the doors at 6:30.
Okay.
Just come in casually whenever you feel.
Awesome. So it is a holiday concert. We heard Deck the Halls there. A lot of traditional Christmas tunes going to be played?
Yeah, traditional, but maybe not in a traditional way. We have several different groups performing this year. A little bit of variety for everybody. We have a New Orleans-style group playing. We have a big band portion playing. We have some classical smaller groups kind of like this playing. It should be a good time.
All right. And about approximately how long will the concerts last?
It'll be approximately an hour. Just enough, hopefully wanting a little bit more.
As far as preparation, how long does it take you guys to get ready for some type of performance like this?
Well, we've been preparing all fall, starting late summer, getting the idea for the show ready, and we have a new influx of personnel to come in to consider when putting it all together, along with everything else we're doing, all the missions we're supporting and the troops. but it takes time, and we're excited to get going with it.
Nice. So you guys stay busy, don't you?
Absolutely.
Well, as far as the life of a military musician, tell us a little bit of what that's like.
Well, we come in with the skill. We're all musicians when we come in, and we go to basic training, learn the basic soldier skills, and then we go to advanced individual training. And that's right now it's a 10-week program, and it's just to kind of solidify our skills in the military band as far as the way we march and perform as a military unit. But as far as the skills as musicians, we acquire those on the outside, then come in. And our day-to-day schedule varies. We do a lot of rehearsing in our groups. A lot of us are in multiple different groups. But we still do the soldier skills. You know, we go to the firing range and the Army APFT and the PT and anything else that's required of us that division asks, we try and support.
Fantastic. Well, I imagine all of you have been in bands, high school, college level in the past. You're all on your head, so yeah.
Yes.
How long have you been playing the trombone?
Well, I've been playing for approximately 27 years. I think most of us have been playing for at least 15 years.
All right, sounds good. Well, we'll let you guys play some more selections. I know we're excited to hear the music, so if you guys want to give us another song here, we'd certainly love to hear it. Wonderful. That was Silent Night, obviously. Good job. And another fantastic tune. Do you guys have any more you'd like to play for us here? We've got time for probably one more song.
All right, absolutely. We'll finish with
Christmas song.
A Christmas song.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic. A sneak peek of what you'll hear this weekend. The 1st Infantry Division Band holding its annual free holiday concert December 14th and 15th, C.L. Hoover Opera House in Junction City. The concert begins 7:30 both nights. Again, thank you to the 1st Infantry Division Band Trombone Quartet, 1st Sergeant Christopher Martin, Staff Sergeant David Winslow, Sergeant Jonathan Stobie, and Specialist Cameron Smith on trombone here. Thank you guys so much. That was great.
All right. Thank you very much for having us. Look forward to seeing you out there.
And, Brandon, we had a caller named John called in just a few moments ago, and I don't think the fellas can hear us, but maybe they can, or you can turn your mic off so that they can hear this comment. But a gentleman named John just called a few moments ago and said that is the most beautiful brass version that he's ever heard of Silent Night. And he wanted to say thank you for your service, which we all collectively would like to do that as well, because you're not just musicians. You're soldiers too, right? Gentlemen, that was wonderful. Looking forward to a lot of people looking forward to that concert coming up this weekend. It's 9:18 at News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist.